Both teacher-centred and student-centred classes are needed. I concede that there are virtues in both forms of classes, and my preference as to which one is more advantageous will have to be based on the type of course in question. On the one hand, if the lesson is mainly language-oriented, such as oral English classes, it makes perfect sense to let the pupils take the driver's seat. Teachers are mainly in the class to facilitate the process. After all, the ultimate means of acquiring a foreign tongue is to speak it. Furthermore, it is undeniable that students tend to be more enthusiastic towards classes in which they can participate and interact. On the other hand, if the main objective of a lesson is for the teacher to impart some underlying principles regarding a certain subject, I believe it will be beneficial if the class is conducted in a teacher-centred fashion. Students can discuss the subject involved only after they have gained a good grasp of the fundamental principles. In addition, classes of the lecture type will provide teachers with more control in terms of the content as well as the pace of the lesson. In summary, from my standpoint, which type of class will be better suited to serve its purpose should largely be judged on a case-to-case basis. I believe that the optimal outcome can only be achieved through a combination of the two forms.